It's Thursday, December 17th, AD 2020. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Two elderly Armenian Christian men who were tragically beheaded by Azerbaijani's Muslim armed forces have now been identified, reports International Christian Concern. The first victim was 69-year-old Gennady Petrosyan, who escaped Azerbaijan in the late 1980s. The second victim was 82-year-old Yuri Osran. Both men were civilians. Hundreds of videos have emerged of violent war crimes committed by the Azerbaijani Muslim Armed Forces against the Christian Armenian community. These crimes bear a striking resemblance to tactics used during the 1915 genocide against Armenian Christians. Indeed, Turkey, which supports Azerbaijan in this conflict and which was the main instigator of the 1915 genocide, has made it clear through its rhetoric that this conflict is driven by a desire for Turkish Islamic expansionism. Revelation 6 verse 9 records what happens when Jesus will open the fifth seal. I saw under the altar the souls of those who had been slain because of the word of God and the testimony they had maintained. Appearing on Newsmax TV, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said President Donald Trump was the first president not to bow a knee to communist China.
Both political parties looked away, bent a knee to the Chinese Communist Party. President Trump said, enough, and we've begun to turn the corner and build out a coalition all around the world of democracies and free market economies to push back against this threat.
Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky took to the Senate floor on Tuesday and congratulated Joe Biden on winning the presidential election.
The Electoral College has spoken. So today I want to congratulate President-elect Joe Biden. I also want to congratulate the Vice President-elect, our colleague from California, Senator Harris. Beyond our differences, all Americans can take pride that our nation has a female Vice President-elect for the very first time.
Conservative talk show host Charlie Kirk was upset with Senator McConnell for making that move in light of the voting irregularities and fraud.
The term congratulations inherently means that you are applauding and recognizing an achievement of success. When do you use congratulations in your life? When people attain athletic accomplishments, when people get married, engaged. You typically don't use the term congratulations when someone just stole money from a bank.
Appearing on Fox and Friends on Monday, Trump campaign senior advisor Stephen Miller said that the election fraud resulted in the race being stolen from President Trump, but it can still be remedied before January 20th.
The only date in the Constitution is January 20th, so we have more than enough time to right the wrong of this fraudulent election result and certify Donald Trump as the winner of the election. As we speak today, an alternate slate of electors in the contested states is going to vote, and we're going to send those results up to Congress. This will ensure that all of our legal remedies remain open. That means that if we win these cases in the courts, that we can direct that the alternate slate of electors be certified. The state legislatures in Georgia, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania can do the same. And likewise, Congress has that opportunity as well to do the right thing.
Miller gave three examples of how the presidential election was stolen from President Trump.
If you just cured three simple constitutional defects, Donald Trump's the winner of this election. Whether it's the signature matching in Georgia that was illegally changed as a result of the consent decree without the legislature's approval, or whether it's the hundreds of thousands of improperly cast ballots in Wisconsin, absentee voters who never actually submitted the request for an absentee ballot, or whether you're talking in Pennsylvania, the clear equal protection violation when Democrat ballots were cured in advance of Election Day and Republican ballots weren't. These are just three of hundreds of violations that we've documented, and those three violations alone make Donald Trump the winner of the 2020 election.
And finally, Dr. Priscilla Businyi, a Ugandan African nun, recently received a $500,000 medical mission prize from African Mission Healthcare in order to build a new medical facility for underserved pregnant women, according to Christianity Today. For nearly two decades, Dr. Businyi has served in rural parts of Uganda, delivering dignified healthcare for women as the health center's only OBGYN. The country consistently ranks in the bottom 30 countries for maternal and newborn deaths. Estimates show that one out of every 49 women in Uganda will die from childbirth complications. The funds will allow affordable maternity care to the rural poor who would otherwise not seek it because of overwhelming expenses. For example, C-sections for some cost a year's worth of income, and most women do not give birth in a hospital. Citing Matthew 25, verse 40, Dr. Busingye says she's motivated to see the face of Christ behind every woman she meets. Jesus said, "Whatever you do for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me." And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Thursday, December 17th in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.